You see it in the right corner that's recording, I hope. It is 7 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. This is a meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton. And Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act, the Sunshine Laws?
Yes, we have.
Very good. Please join me in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Strauss?
Present.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Kochanowski?
Here.
And Mayor Malloy?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Next on our agenda, we have the approval of the minutes for January the 6th, 2021. This was the reorganization meeting. Mr. Glazer, I think you have to abstain from the meeting. Is there any discussion or anyone have any remarks on the minutes? Hearing none, does anyone have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Thank you much.
Second.
Councilman Glazer, you're abstaining?
Not eligible.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Excuse me. Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Okay. They pass.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We will now adjourn as the Mayor and Council and come to order as the Board of Health to hear an application for a septic system at Block 11, Lot 22, 31 Cokesbury Califon Road. Mr. Hoffman, I believe you're here to discuss said application.
I am. I am on the phone. I apologize. My laptop here has died, so I got cut off of the visual part of this.
No worries. Do you want to speak a little bit about your application?
I would love to. So for the record, I am Kurt Hoffman, Kurt Hoffman Engineering, here this evening for Block 11, Lot 22, Derek Van Dorn. This is Cokesbury Califon Road. An existing two-bedroom dwelling that it was a rental home for him that he is currently selling. House is under contract. Once the septic is done, this house will be sold to new owners. During the process, there was a home inspection done. Septic failed that home inspection. Thus, I was hired to design a new system for the property. As you can see, this is a very limited space property. It's only 0.42 acres. Our well is almost centrally located on the property, making some challenges for us with the 50 and 100-foot well circles encompassing the majority, if not all, of the lot. And then the neighboring well on Lot 23 also chews up a good portion of our property with their 100-foot well circle also. We performed soil log 1, soil log 2, in what I felt was the most appropriate location on the property to try to meet as close to state septic code as possible, with favorable results at the testing that was done at those locations. Unfortunately, due to the limited space on the property and the well locations, we do still need waivers from the state septic code. And those two waivers were outlined in the February 2nd, 2021 letter from Hunterdon County Health Department. The first one being that the proposed septic system is too close to our well, being only 53 feet from the proposed well, not the required 100 feet, but we do meet the 100 feet from the neighboring well. And the second waiver is that we are 20 feet from the existing catch basin along Califon-Cokesbury Road and not the required 50 by code. We did utilize an ATU, alternative technology unit, with this design twofold, or maybe threefold. One, to reduce the mound and meet some of the additional requirements of code with the toe of slope on the property. And number two, reducing the size of the bed to try to fit it in the limited space that we had on the property. And then number three is because of the shortened distance to the well, the higher strength treatment with the septic tank obviously seemed warranted in this particular case as well. In the letter from Hunterdon County Health Department, they also did point out that a UV light is typically been the agreed upon direction of this board, which my client is willing to and will agree to that as a condition of approval, to have a UV light placed on the well line entering the home for the water within the home, if this was to be a favorable decision by the board this evening. I think that kind of sums up everything that we have here. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
Yeah, the 20 foot to the catch basin, is that closer or further than the existing system is to the catch basin?
In my opinion, it's further. It's very difficult to see. The best thing that I can point out to you is there's a tree indicated on my plan right behind the catch basin. The existing lateral on the property ends almost at the base of that tree. So we are moving very little, but slightly further away from the catch basin than the end of that lateral, the existing lateral, is today.
Okay. So it's at worst comparable. Does anyone on the council have Does anyone on the council have any questions?
No.
I do not.
Okay.
None.
Then I think I would ask for a motion to grant the waiver as outlined in the letter from the board or the County Board of Health.
I'll make that motion. Moved.
And Connor, Mark, and Tom both made that at the same time, sounded to me. So however you want to divvy it up.
Okay. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Then Mr. Hoffman, thank you so much. Have a great
Thank you so
evening.
Much. And again, sorry for my video issues over here as well. Thank you.
Okay, we will now adjourn as the Board of Health and reconvene as the Mayor and Council. We'll have now comments from the public that will be for items listed on the agenda only. So if your comments are general in nature and don't pertain to an item specifically listed on the agenda, please hold them. The instructions for public comment are at the end of this agenda for reference, and we'll limit you to 3 minutes. We'll start with anyone who is on video. Does anyone have a comment on an item on the agenda?
Mayor, the instructions say there's only going to be one public comment. So
there will be one at the end, and those instructions probably need updating because we added it this public comment session fairly recently this year.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yep. Anyone on the phones who'd like to make a public comment on an item on the agenda? Okay. Close the public comment session, and we will move on to the consent agenda. All items with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or a citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Does anyone have any questions or wish to pull any of the items on the consent agenda out?
I do not.
Nor do I.
No.
May I have a motion then?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Amy and Tom?
Yep.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. Excellent. We move on to reports. First report will be our new councilman, Mr. Glazer.
I think it'll be pretty brief. Thanks. The planning board did not meet earlier this month due to lack of applications, so nothing new from them. And on the historic preservation, I don't know if people know that's been reorganized. Steve Bailey stepped down as chairman after, I'm going to say 3 years, I think you told me, and Neil Simonelli's taken over. So a little bit of a reorganization, just affirming the priorities of the historic preservation commitment. Further work on the house at Windy is certainly on their list. Looking at the tree on the small spring house right by the police station is on the list. A few other items. So I think the next meeting will hone that down a little bit more and have more to say. Talking about some plaques on some of the historic sites. Sort of normal good stuff. I was impressed by the group. Very energetic and happy to be there with them. End of report.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Councilman Strauss.
Yes, sir. First, Clinton Township Board of Education, at their last Board of Education meeting, which was on Monday, January 25th, the most recent audit report was discussed. Some minor corrections were brought to the board's attention and had been already fixed. As I previously discussed in one of my reports, in some refunding and financing of some older bonds that are coming set to due this October, they will, as a part of this process, the board will see an overall savings of $1.46 million over the next 9 years through 2030. So all good things to report, and their next board meeting will be Monday, February 22nd, 7:30 p.m., which is a virtual meeting. For the Clinton Township Environmental Commission, our meeting was last Thursday, February 4th. Members continue to move forward with plans and ideas at Windy Acres, of course, working in conjunction with Open Space. We had talks about events coming up in the spring, talking about something that we do annually is spring cleanup around local rivers and streams, and possibly this year doing a virtual cleanup around rivers and streams, which, you know, is not saying what I would do virtually. It's actually going there and kind of doing like a FaceTime or Facebook type of thing and showing the cleanup. That's why you're keeping groups to smaller people and not as much of a crowd to encourage social distancing. I've been working with Tom Sylvia in scheduling a rain barrel workshop at Bund Park. Once we lock in that date and time, Tom will help us in planning that as well as advertising for it. So thank you, Tom, for your assistance in that. And our next meeting is also virtually on Thursday, March 4th, excuse me, via Zoom. For public safety, I met with Lieutenant DeRosa on Wednesday, January 27th. We spoke about the direction of the police department, some vehicle replacements, which are reflected on our agenda tonight, some upcoming expenses, the budget, and I found it to be a very productive meeting in assisting the police department with moving forward. Again, I think Lieutenant DeRosa, as well as his command staff, all the way down to the patrol officers, are doing a great job in keeping the integrity and the professionalism up of the police department. Next Tuesday, the mayor and I have a scheduled meeting with Chief Setnicki from South Branch Emergency Services at 7 p.m. I believe that's at their building. I did speak with Chief Sloss from the Andale Hose Company before and after this last storm, so he's kept me apprised of what's been going on, and my next opportunity and my next conversation with Lieutenant DeRosa, I want to reach out and meet the new OEM coordinator, who is also, as we know, a patrol officer with the department. That's it for my reports for my three committees. I just had one thing under miscellaneous, Mayor, if I could. I know Mayor Higgins was in contact with the folks next to the firehouse. They still have to replace two trees that aren't doing well as a result of their actions, if you will. So I do have a picture of them, which I will forward to you when I jump off. And if you could just put that on your to-do.
Yep.
Or whoever is the contact liaison between the developer and the township at this point. And that concludes my report. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right, Councilwoman Switlick.
The North and Borries Board of Ed will meet February 16th. I actually miss Marin's emails. I used to know what was going on at the high school a little more often, and now I don't know. Open Space met January 28th. The meeting at Beaverbrook with Raritan Headwaters Association was postponed for the third time because of the snow. And this, again, is regarding the potential of dam removal over there on Beaverbrook and possible funding for it. And we're also reviewing the water testing that we're hoping to do at Beaverbrook and Windy Acres. And I'm hoping to get certified to do that. So I'm very interested in meeting with them. Marukian, we're still reviewing the rerouting of the 5K trail. The disc golf, we are starting to quote on the equipment, and we're proceeding with the change of use application. Prospect East, we have a rough layout of the trail system. We're cutting in some of the trails, just basically removing the olives, which are invasive, and moving aside some brush to accommodate the trails. I've measured maybe 2 miles, and then another time I've measured 3. So I'm hoping to get 3 miles on there. It's definitely one of the more strenuous pieces of property that Clinton Township owns. A lot of elevation, a lot of rock. I'm hoping to maybe make it so mountain bikers can possibly go on it, but that's really up in the air. Mountain bikers usually like to have a higher mileage route, and this is only 3 miles. Windy Acres, we hired Heather Gracie from Gracie and Harrigan Consulting Foresters, and that's for our forestry management plan. I'm really excited about that. We have a scheduled call sometime at the end of February, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, one of the days. We're going to see who's available. And the hunting, we harvested so far. Hunting season's not over yet. I think the last day is Saturday. They harvested 34 deer, which is up from last year. I don't know the number. I think it might have been like 28, but don't quote me on that. Les and Mike will provide a report to council, and they'll present us with next year's proposal. And hopefully that'll be in the spring that we'll start seeing the proposal and the report. And that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you. And I can say from that tour we took at Prospect East, that view is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, but it's hard to it's hard. It's a great workout. Great workout. So I'm excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Council President Kochanowski.
Yeah, so in regards to the Sewer Commission, we have finally have a meeting tomorrow with Mayor of Clinton Town to discuss our sewer issues. And then that's it for sewer until the meeting. And then as far as the finance meeting, we met last week with our administrator. Brian and I met last Wednesday to talk about the budget, some other ideas for the year. We're pretty confident that it's going to be a good year. We kind of have a lot of unknowns with the current pandemic and how that pans out. I can only think it's going to get better from here. We talked about ways to become more efficient. And as some of us know, we have a member of the group that has retired and we're replacing him. We talked about the best way to replace that person, really based on what we think our needs are going forward. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. For me, first and foremost, have to thank the incredible job that Public Works did, both storms, lots of snow they had to push. I know they were not only down at least one individual on DPW, but they had a couple equipment issues as well. So they put in a lot of work, a lot of overtime, but got the job done twice. And hopefully this next coming storm isn't that big. And we'll keep going. Tom touched on the Finance Committee meeting, so hopefully we'll have a budget to introduce in March. and we're working on a capital budget now. I know we have to, we're in the middle of planning a bid spec to go out for Grey Rock Road, both sides of the highway, Fulper, and Farview. And then based on how much that comes in at and the state monies that we have, we'll see how much we have to do some additional roads. We'd like to do roads such as Hibbler, and we also have Stone Mill that we had scheduled for last year, but it never got done, so we have to reschedule it with the contractor this year. The Recreation Committee met the other night. They're going to try to pull off an Easter event. We'll see how that goes. It will be managed, and they're going to run it past the health department at the county. They're going to do a limited summer rec program to start, see how subscriptions go, how many campers they get. And we're working on a bid process for the tennis and basketball court, basically refinishing that basketball court because it's a mess, and taking away two of the basketball courts and adding a tennis court and some pickleball courts. So we're looking forward to that. And Tom Sylvia has done a great job. He's got the food truck event scheduled finally for this June. I know he's been working on it the last few months, and he tried to do one last year and the year before. It didn't really work out. But I think it sounds like it'll be a really good event if things go well with COVID. On a couple other notes, Old Municipal Building, we're very close to getting the easement signed, which will help us do the subdivision. And we also have, finally, construction drawings that we can submit to the state. I just have to transmit some comments that we received today from our historic preservation consultant. And last but not least, Blossom Hill intersection. I got some updates from state DOT that the plans are in design. They're taking into account turn radiuses and drainage. So hopefully we'll have something on that soon. They also indicated to me, I think I saw it this morning in my inbox, that they're still working on improved timing. The traffic light will let me know as soon as they have something better at that light to help move folks along. And that is the extent of my report. Ms. Mekovitz, have you got a report?
Hi. pretty much I'm met with you and Council President and regarding the budget. So we're looking forward to introducing that hopefully in early March. We do have a bond sale coming up in March as well, so working with bond attorney regarding that. Continuing to work on the personnel manual and hope to have that update for you soon. And that's about it. Not all I'm doing, but that's about all I have to report on.
That's more than enough, and you work behind the scenes to help all the rest of us complete our reports, which we wouldn't be able to do without.
Hopefully I'm a help. Thank you.
Thank you. Lieutenant DeRosa.
I don't got much. I just want to thank Mark again for the meeting. Actually, it was very productive and refreshing. Look forward to more meetings. Also, thank Vita and Carla for their assistance with the resolution that they're doing tonight. Other than that, we're just, you know, hunkering down for this next possible storm, and everybody's doing a good job and just moving forward.
Great. Thank you all. We'll move along, and just to note that we all received or should have received a copy of the Board of Adjustments 2020 Annual Report. I've already referred some of the recommendations from that report to our Planning Board's Ordinance Committee, which Mr. Glazer happens to be on, so we started a preliminary conversation on addressing one of the issues that that report highlighted. And that being said, we'll go on to resolutions, which are listed under new business. Flip over here. The first resolution that we have is for a actually, it's only one resolution, for a temporary budget emergency. This is because we have to, and Vita, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this is simply because we have two pension payments that we have to make, and they exceed the normal limits that one would be able to spend on a temporary budget. All right, thank you very much. Any comments or questions on the part of council?
No.
Nope.
Very good. May I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss, he had to leave the meeting. Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much. Next is ordinance. It's only one ordinance to discuss for introduction this evening. It's an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriations limits and to establish a cap bank, NJSA 40A:4-45.14/2021. This is an annual ordinance that we do. There is a limit on our appropriations, which is our expenditures, not our taxes. There's a separate cap for that. And this is being done in anticipation of our budget. The cap, I believe, is 1%, and we are, by ordinance, we would extend that cap to 3.5%, and if we don't utilize all of it, which I expect we would not, we can bank it for future years if we needed to use an increase in appropriations down the road. Is there any concern or are there any questions on the part of council?
This is a standard ordinance, Brian. I think I recall this in prior years, correct?
Correct. It's pretty routine, done every year.
Right.
All right. Hearing none, may I have a motion to introduce?
I'll move.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
And should we, before we move on, or Vita, should we set a hearing date for this?
After the roll call. If it passes, then you would set the public hearing.
Very good.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And if it's agreeable to all, we would then set the public hearing for the 10th of March, I think. That makes sense. Or would you rather do sooner?
Next meeting.
Okay, we can do it the next meeting.
Vita, is that too soon to put it in the paper?
I don't know. Do you usually introduce and adopt at the next meeting? I don't think it is.
We can do the daily.
Yeah.
This needs to be in the paper a week before the.
Okay, so we're good. Yeah. Okay.
We'll set the hearing date. February 24th, correct. Yeah. February 24th will be the public hearing. All right. Thank you for helping me through that. And now we're up to that public hearing. I'll read the instructions on the public hearings this time around. All meeting participants will be required to keep their microphones muted until recognized or directed otherwise. If necessary, the presiding officer or meeting host will engage the mute function until the time for public comment is reached. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker and must pertain either to an item on the agenda or to a governmental issue that the commenter believes may be of concern to the township's residents. Members of the public who are viewing the meetings live using an electronic device will have the ability to raise a hand and contribute with voice and video during the public portions of the meeting. Anyone attending by phone will be unmuted prior to the conclusion of the public comment period and given an opportunity to speak. And I would ask that we start with those folks online, and if you can raise your hand if you'd like to speak.
How do you do that?
That'd be great. If not,
how do you do that? Where's the raise the hand?
If you go into the little participants page, there should be a button at the bottom. Mine doesn't have it, but there's a little thing with a person on it that should give you that. If not, we'll just roll through the folks one by one.
Here we go. I got it.
Well, you're first on the list, Mr. Could you please identify yourself? Would you please identify yourself for the record, name and address?
Yeah, absolutely. John Papa, 7 Willowbrook Lane, Annandale.
Thank you much. Go ahead.
And if you have a good memory, you will recognize my name from a week ago.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to come in and just thank you. That's all I wanted to say, is thank you for having the Bunt Park. I mean, I've lived here for 35 years before Bunt Park was Bunt Park. So, and it's never been plowed. And you plowed the bottom of the area, because I love to play in the snow. I've cross-country skied there. I've snowshoed there. And it's, I don't know if you've driven by it or looked at it. There's lots of people, especially on the weekends. They're parked there. They're going there. So I just want to say thanks. That's it.
You're very welcome. And I appreciate you having brought that to my attention, because I was unaware that it wasn't happening. So
I don't think anybody ever asked, so I just asked.
don't hesitate anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you much. All right. Next, is there anyone else on video who'd like to speak? Seeing no hands, I'll roll through the list. Ms. Nolan, you're first on my list. Do you have anything you'd like to say, or? Nope. There's a Ms. Fest. Anyone? Going once? Mr. Wilson.
No, thank you.
All right. Look at this. Anyone on the phone, feel free to speak up if you'd like to make a comment. All right. Well, hearing nothing, I will now close the public comment. And Mr. Glazer, I believe it is your portion of the meeting.
I move that we adjourn.
And have a second.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight.
Thank you all. Officially run meeting, Mr. Mayor.
Night, everybody.
Bye.